This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to today's issues on the American Family Radio. Now, on Fridays, we have what we call Trivia Friday. We only do this on Fridays where we play trivia, ask questions, get questions from our listening family out there across the good old US of A. Well, it's not just, we could take calls from around the world, honestly.
We could.
Because we're on the World Wide Web. We're out there surfing around.
That's right.
And people
surfing
call,
USA and internationally.
Which would be Beach Boys.
Yes. Yeah. Try to sneak one by you, but I couldn't.
I couldn't sneak one by me. All right, so we're taking calls from across the country with your questions for us and your answers.
We've got somebody who's we got Daisy on the
line. Okay, do we have Daisy?
Hey, Daisy, you ask us a question about Jacob, and we are stumped. We talked among ourselves. We don't know. Give us the answer.
It's in Genesis 46, verse 21. It's Benjamin.
Benjamin's
son.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you for reading your Bible. Thank you for being a good Christian woman, listening to AFR. God bless you, and you have yourself a wonderful weekend. Enjoy this Learning University Trivia Friday t-shirt. Stay on the line so they can get your mailing information and your shirt size.
All right.
You're
listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim Wildman here with Ed and JJ. Thanks for listening to AFR and... Back to the phones, Ed.
All right. We go to Arkansas. Once again, Chris is on the line. Chris, welcome to the program.
All right. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Chris. How you doing, brother?
Oh, I'm doing good down here. How you all doing? Sound like you're having fun.
Yes, sir. We are. We're in Arkansas. You live?
I'm down here on North Arkansas, probably about an hour south of Branson, Missouri.
Oh, Harrison
great
area?
Great area.
Yeah, I'm south of Harrison, about close to St. Joe's, the big metropolis there, over 100 people there. I'm just about 6 miles out of town, so I'm kind of close to.
You're almost floating on the Buffalo River then.
We're right in that area, right there, real close.
Boy, there's some good fishing right through there where you are, Chris.
Great canoeing, too. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that whole area.
Yeah, we've got a good place for outdoor activity around here.
Yes, sir. Ask, answer, or both, Chris?
I'm going to do both.
Which one do you want to answer?
Oh, the one about trillion.
Okay, the question, and that is my question, is how many zeros are there in a trillion?
I think that'd be about 12.
12.
12. Wow.
12 zeros in a trillion. You know, until the last 10 years, when we've been talking about the debt, the national debt, who even heard of the word trillion, hardly?
Right,
What was it used to describe?
Not in terms of economics.
No. A trillion what? What is there a trillion of anywhere, any place? I don't even know why the word was invented, quite frankly. But
I think a light year is almost 6 trillion miles.
Yeah, you get past a billion.
Yeah.
People really don't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they may act
true.
Like they comprehend it.
It's
going to
make it rough on accountants. Yeah, you get past
they're going billion. Like, how? What does that have to do with football? You
right.
know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Or bacon.
Okay. Yeah, or bacon.
Hey, Chris, that's good. You got it. What's your question for us?
All right, I got you a Bible question here. What about a guy, a quotation, who in the Bible said, have faith in God?
Who in the Bible said, have faith in God?
Well, that would be...
Yeah, that's a quotation.
That'd be Jesus.
I had too easy a question for you.
No, that's good. It's all right. Was that when he was out in the boat and the storm was raging?
I think it was in John 14. He said, do not let your hearts be troubled. Have faith in God or believe in God and also have faith in me.
Yeah.
I think.
John 14?
Yeah, unless there's another version, verse
Well,
somewhere.
You would think in all the Bible, there'd be that kind of... quote would be more than once, wouldn't
maybe.
It?
Maybe. Yeah, I'm thinking when he was when the storm was raging and they woke him up, he was asleep at the bottom of the boat. First thing he said was, peace be still. Then he gently chided them for not having faith in God.
But of all the Old Testament prophets, nobody said have faith in God?
I don't know. Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah. Hey, good one, Chris. Thanks, buddy.
Right,
have a great
I appreciate you, fellas. Like I say, I like you. You always perk me up. I'm out traveling around my truck. I usually listen to you guys and Right. I always say you can have fun without sinning like a hog. So anyway, y'all guys doing good.
Said the man from Arkansas. That's good.
I think it's a Bible verse too, right?
Yeah,
there.
It is in some version.
It's a psalm. Psalm 41.
Thanks, buddy. Have a great weekend. Merry Christmas to you and yours.
You're listening to Today's Issues on AFR. Let's repeat our questions, gentlemen.
For the last time?
Yes.
All right, here are my three.
Uh-huh.
Although most people think it's a more modern word, the word duh actually originated in the 1940s. Is that true or false? Second question, you go to the ATM to withdraw cash, but what does ATM stand for?
Good question.
And final question, the word hyper is short for what word?
Here's what I've got. What Texas city is nicknamed the Yellow Rose of Texas? What Texas city is nicknamed the Yellow Rose of Texas? And then I'll add one. In which state did the Hindenburg airship disaster occur? In which state did the Hindenburg airship disaster occur? And you remember the little quotes from that when they said the newsreel and they said, oh, the humanity. You know which one I'm talking about? The dirigible or whatever it's called.
Hyper, you say, Ed? What's
hyper?
When was that first? What was the question?
The word hyper is short for what word?
Kids. I think that's how we describe kids,
that
right?
That is true.
That boy's hyper.
He's hyper.
Huh? Quit being not so hyper, kids. You keep getting hyper, I'm going to come over there and...
Don't make me stop this car.
Yeah, I'll quell that hyper.
You look for the definition, you just look up the day after Halloween.
Oh, yes. Candy.
If you want to know a definition
what
hyper
looks
hyper,
like.
What it looks like.
All right, my question. I got two questions left here. How many carats are there in pure gold? Pure gold, people. How many carats are there in there? Number two. I'm sorry, I delay sometimes. I got this good eye, bad eye thing, you know, for reading. I got my left eye is for reading. My right eye is for distance, or vice versa, until they get this cataract.
The good eye, the bad eye, the ugly
eye?
Kind of like good cop, bad cop.
Yeah, I know people don't care about my situation.
Your struggles.
I'm just telling you why sometimes. During his 2-year imprisonment in Rome, how many epistles did Paul write? Okay.
Yes.
He was pretty hyper fella back then, and he was writing like a machine.
But he was only the husband of one epistle.
Right. And Oz didn't give him squat.
That's right.
During his 2-year imprisonment in Rome, how many epistles did Paul write? All right, back to the phones.
All right, we go back to Pennsylvania, and Bessie is on the line. Bessie, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. I've tried a number of times and never got through.
Well, here you are.
Yeah.
Bessie,
you made it.
What, you live in Franklin or Oil City, or where do you live in Pennsylvania?
I live outside of Franklin.
Okay.
Hey, Bessie, I want to get nosy here. Are you ready for Christmas? Have you started your Christmas shopping? Are you halfway? Are you through? What's the deal with you there?
I'm partway through. I'm working on a great granddaughter's stocking today.
Good for you. Those handmade gifts are the best. Well, that's wonderful. Well, which question
my wife does all that, Allison.
Yes.
God bless her. She does all, always has done all our shopping.
Yeah.
Make sure all the gifts are wrapped.
So has there ever been a thing where like one of your kids said, Dad, thank you for my present, and you thought, I don't even know what I gave you?
Yes, that does happen every Christmas. Huh? Every Christmas.
You're welcome, whatever it was.
Whatever it was, you're welcome.
The dads are as excited, are as surprised as the kids when they open their gift.
Wow.
Look what I got. Yeah. You. What did you?
Yeah. Anyway.
Hey, Bessie, which question you want to answer?
The Yellow Rose of Texas.
What Texas city is nicknamed the Yellow Rose of Texas, Bessie?
Amarillo.
Whoa! Oh, hey. Look at there. She answered the mystery question.
She's been trying to get on. She finally got on.
And she won.
Ain't no mountain high enough.
No, it's impossible. She climbed that mountain.
Hey, Bessie, you know what that cowbell means, right?
Yes, you do.
Yeah, that's the mystery question.
That is the mystery question.
So she's won herself a Trivia Friday /
Learning University
t-shirt.
T-shirt. That is correct. Yeah. Congratulations, Bessie.
Thank you very much.
We'll wear it proudly when the weather warms up a little bit, or you can wear it around the house or at church inside. Make sure now, I know you got a question for us, but when we get through with you on the radio, do not hang up because we will put you on hold and get your information and put one in the mail for you, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Bessie, I like irony. We had about three callers from Texas, and none of them bit on this question, and a girl from Pennsylvania gets that question right.
Right. That's right.
Every time you said Texas, I thought they were going to take my answer.
That's what I thought. I thought, well, I know which one they're going to want to answer, and I was very surprised when they passed on it.
What famous Christmas song is the state of Pennsylvania mentioned in?
That's the one where person's traveling, going home for the holidays? Mm-hmm, what, mm-hmm. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
There's no
place
like home for the holidays.
Yeah.
Right. And
I forget the line.
I won't sing it.
Now, when is it mentioned?
I met a man from Pennsylvania.
That's right.
And he was something going to Tennessee for pumpkin pie, wasn't he?
I forget how.
Or was he in rehab? I don't remember. You know, it was a different era.
Something about up on the rooftop, plop, plop, plop. I remember that's in there as well.
I remember Karen Carpenter sang that better than anybody.
What a voice she had.
Right. So. All right, Bessie, what was your question for us?
Did we already get a man?
All right. What?
He was headed for. Hold on a second. Is Bessie? It's coming to me. I met a man who lived in Tennessee, and he was headed for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie.
Woo! Wow!
That's
all right.
That's impressive.
I knew it'd come to me. Anyway,
that's our fearless leader right there.
Bessie.
He was going from Tennessee to Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Good. Go. All right. What's your question for us?
Okay. Possums on a half shell is a nickname for what?
Possums on a half shell.
That is a great bluegrass band right now.
Yes. Yes.
Possums on a half shell.
I've heard that, but I don't remember what it is.
Possums on a half shell. All right. We're going to talk amongst ourselves here, Bessie, for a second. So hang on. Don't say yes or no.
Possums on a half shell.
That's not like oysters.
Yeah. No, I think it's kind of like, you know how these waitresses, the cook and the waitress, they bark out those. That's right. We're going to say armadillo.
It is an armadillo.
Armadillo.
Wow. We used a lifeline.
Yes.
Yeah. We used a lifeline, Bessie.
Adam, our board operator over here, he knew the answer to that.
Yeah.
So he's trying to show off here. Wants to take one of our places, evidently.
When I'm off for Christmas, he can come on in.
He'd be a good one. Yeah. All right, Bessie, have a great Christmas.
Yeah, don't hang up. We're going to put you on hold, okay?
That's fine.
All
thank
right.
You.
Congratulations. Answers the mystery
Sweet
question.
Sweet lady.
Shall we continue, gentlemen?
Yeah.
You're trying to think of the rest of the song, aren't you?
I love that song.
I do, too.
Yeah.
All right. We go to Texas. Now we go to Texas.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it, Carol.
Carol's had your chance. Man, that's the one I was going to do. I could have won a shirt. Hey, Carol.
Good morning.
Carol, did you know which city in Texas is nicknamed the Yellow Rose of Texas?
I have to confess. My husband and I were going with San Antonio because of
me
the Alamo.
Me too. I was going to San Antonio.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know
I
why.
Didn't know. I had no guess.
Yeah. I didn't know. I just saw it on the trivia thing. Well,
I was going to say cut and shoot.
Hey, well, what part of Texas do you live in, Carol?
I'm tracking with you, Ed, right there.
We live south of Quarrel between Gonzales and Goliad, the cradle of Texas independence.
Oh, okay.
The cradle
Absolutely.
Of Texas independence?
Yes, Go yes. Right. Hey, the entire world... The eyes were on your state, of course, as the train rolled through to College Station. And this whole week has been very emotional as we've said farewell to the 41st president of the United States of America. But a lot of people watching your state and all the ceremony and the services. And what a remarkable life and legacy of George H.W. Bush.
Yes.
Carol, ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
Which one you want to answer?
The 24-karat, the gold.
Question. The question is, how many carrots are there in a vegetable salad? No, I'm sorry.
Wrong question.
I'm sorry. Hold on a second. Let me read this again. How many carrots are there in pure gold, Carol?
24 carat.
Wow.
Okay, now that makes sense because everybody says that is a 24 carat whatever. You know,
right, pure.
Yeah, they'll say that's a 24 carat idea right there, or just whatever. You
well,
know.
Let me ask you this, Carol. When you buy, and people will say, well, that's a 5 carat. What,
12 carat, 14 carat. Right.
If you got, so does that mean that means it's partial gold, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. But if you,
it's not pure gold.
Right. Usually you can't. Gold is so soft. I think 14 carat is usually what is the best. Ring, etc.
Oh, right. Okay. So I didn't know that. So that maybe they put it's an alloy that they add something to give it some strength.
And she's right. Gold is surprisingly soft.
Okay. Yeah.
Really.
So that's why why wedding rings are usually like 14 carat.
Where do you find gold in today's world? Do you mine it?
You mine it
at Jared. It
comes out of a gold mine.
Jared. That was funny.
I thought that was pretty good there.
Funny. You're a funny man, Ed.
Hey, Jared. Carol, what's your question for us?
On the night of our Savior's birth, how many angels sang glory to God in the highest on earth, peace, goodwill toward men?
Zero, Carol. Zero angels sang.
You got it.
They were saying the shepherds. Yeah.
That's correct. Yes. Okay. Y'all got it.
Now, who's to say they were? Who's to say they doesn't say they weren't singing, right?
Says it in the Bible.
No.
That's what we're going with.
you can rely on a song from America if you want, but
yeah, if you want to take Creedence Clearwater Revival's word for it, you can do that. I'm gonna stick to the King James Version of the Bible. It says they were saying.
Hey, thank you, Carol. Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Thank you. A blessed Christmas to you and all y'all's family.
Yes, ma'am.
And a heavenly
Bye-bye.
Host, right?
Yeah, they were saying.
Okay.
You're going to double check, aren't you?
You can trust me and Carol. We know these things. That's
I know
trivia.
I know that's what it says, but some reason... I know my choir director didn't believe in that. So, you know.
And none of the.
You calling him a liar?
Linus, everybody else that said it. Snoopy, yeah.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Don't add any questions. Let's repeat our questions for the last time, and then let's get back to the phones here.
All right. Although most people think it's a more modern word, the word duh actually originated in the 1940s. Is that true or false? Second question, you go to the ATM to withdraw cash, but what does ATM stand for? And my final question, the word hyper is short for what word?
And I can tell you which reindeer was the cleanest. Comet. Here's the only question I've got left. In which state did the Hindenburg airship disaster occur? In which state did the Hindenburg airship disaster occur?
That's all you got left?
That's all.
Okay, all I got left is this one from the scriptures. During his 2-year imprisonment in Rome, how many epistles did Paul write? Back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we go back to Texas. Texas has been killing it today. Orban is on the line. Orban, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, welcome to you all and Merry Christmas. I got cut off last week, so I was excited to get on today.
Hey, that's right. There was a cliffhanger. What were you about to tell us when your connection dropped?
Oh, I think I was going to ask you an old breakfast cereal commercial, if you remember what the jingle went like.
Oh, okay. Is that what you wanted to do this week, or you got something else?
I got something else, but I would like to request the next time I get in, can I play one of the old cowboy cereal songs on TV to see if y'all can guess it? Can I get permission to do that next time?
How old?
Like, how old? About 60s.
In the 60s?
A cereal commercial?
From cowboys?
Yeah, play it on my harmonica.
Oh, on your harmonica.
Oh, yeah, play it now. Play it now.
Really?
Yeah, go.
Sure.
Go.
You got your harmonica handy?
Handy.
Yes, sir. Okay, I'll give you. It was on his card. And what was the name of this cereal? I'll do my best.
All right, do it now.
This is Orban.
Orban.
Orban?
You got it?
I got to tell you, Orban, right there, that screams Apple Jacks to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one.
I was thinking Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms? Well, JJ?
Captain Crunch, no Captain doubt about it.
No, I'm going to actually say.
I can hear somebody walking the plank while that music is playing.
Seriously. Orban, I'm going to guess Mapo, some kind of oatmeal stuff.
No, it was on a guy's card, and it was old cowboy cereal, and his name was Paladin, Paladin, where do you roam? Mm.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Was that a song separate from the
cereal?
Cereal? Did you just play the song from the cereal commercial?
I did. No, okay. I played for the cowboy song, the old Paladin commercial for the radio program.
Did you do that? You were the musician? You were the harmonicist?
No, he's saying he just now played that.
Learned it.
Right.
Okay. Hey, by the way, what do you call a harmonica player? I just called it a harmonicist, but that may be incorrect.
Harmonicist?
Yeah. I just threw that out there. Nobody batted an eye around this panel. Go ahead.
People call me boring.
Hey, I got a theory about the band and the instruments, though, Orban. I don't know if we got time to go into that, but I think the guy that played the tuba is getting cheated on every single level, because somebody that's playing the piccolo or the flute or anything else, clarinet, they just come up on the bus, no problem. The guy with the tuba says, excuse me, coming through, sorry, excuse me. And then years later, you can play the trumpet, the piano, anything for your friends. You're going to get invited to play at a wedding, sitting around the campfire or the harmonica, but nobody ever is going to break out the tuba. Will you come play the tuba at my wedding?
Play some Christmas songs around the fire?
So, yeah, you might have got a partial scholarship for that, but you really did. You've paid your dues dragging that tuba around.
Orban, do you want to answer a question?
Yes, sir, and you know what you guys remind me of?
Hey, Orban, we are up against the clock. We're running out of time, so we're going to have to ask you to just go ahead and answer the question you want to answer.
Okay, the one on duh.
All right, here's the question. Although most people think it's a more modern word, the word duh actually originated in the 1940s. Is that true or false?
Well, North Pole, Alaska, and you can get cold there, and I drove the school bus, got lots of cold, but I think it is true.
It is true. It was widely used as an offhanded remark in the 1940s, according to the Oxford English Dictionary.
Wow.
Thank you, Orban.
Anybody got anything?
All right, I do. I have ATM stands for Automated Teller Machine, and the word hyper is short for hyperactive.
Hindenburg Airship disaster occurred in New Jersey.
Wow, I didn't know that.
During his 2-year imprisonment in Rome, how many epistles did Paul write?
4.
4 is correct, Ed. 4 epistles. So there you go. Thanks for joining us today on Trivia Friday, everybody. We hope you have a wonderful weekend.
And Olive was the other reindeer. All of the other reindeer?
Olive. See you back here Monday, everybody.